a group of people actually singing directly to God, singing with reverence and emotion, singing as though God is really listening to their voices. That is a powerful experience, and I wanted it to be central to our new church. Second, I wanted all of us to really hear the Word of God. We weren't going to be those people who gather together to listen to some self-help nonsense, nor were we going to ignore half the Bible. I wanted us to dig deeply into Scripture, even the passages that contradicted our logic and desires. I wanted the presentation of God's truth to be powerful, and I wanted us to take it seriously. So, I began to preach week after week, verse by verse through the Bible. We all set out to truly hear everything the Word of God was saying to us. And finally, I wanted all of us to live holy lives. I had seen too many Christians packed into too many churches who seemed to have no interest in actually doing what the Bible said. I couldn't get past the tragic irony of this. These people would come back week after week to hear from a book that demands that they be doers of the word and not hearers only. James chapter 1, verse 22. But they never seemed to do anything. Not that I was perfect or expected anyone else to be, but I wanted our church to be a group of people who pushed one another toward action. It didn't make sense to teach the scriptures without expecting change. So from the very beginning, we challenged one another to action. And that was basically it. If we could move toward these three goals, I would be happy. I wish you could have seen how God worked in those early days. Things took off. Nothing was perfect, but there was so much excitement. Visitors found our services compelling, so we kept growing. We rented the local middle school cafeteria. Eventually, we moved into a converted former liquor store right next to Chuck E. Cheese's. After outgrowing that, we finally bought our own building. Before long, even that building had to undergo a major expansion. God was stirring hearts. The number of people who were gathering to sing and hear the Word of God kept growing, and we had to keep adding services. We were up to 2 Saturday night services and 3 Sunday morning services when we realized we needed to plant campuses in neighboring towns. It was unreal. Our podcast was gaining subscribers every day from all over the world. We were pouring out our hearts to God with our singing, and there was great conviction. There was so much life at our services. People would cheer as I would talk about the ways their money helped needy people in third world countries. Many couples began adopting children out of the foster care system. Our attendance and offering climbed consistently for years. Baptisms happened every weekend. Lives were being changed. There was no church I would rather have been a part of. But over the years, I couldn't shake the feeling that something was still missing. It wasn't a problem with the church members or with the staff God brought to help me lead. We were successful in staying on target with the goals that had set the DNA of the church. But something was off. There came a point when some of the elders of the church began to question whether our idea of success was somehow inadequate. Was this really what the church is meant to be? Is this all God had in mind when he created his church in the first place? We began to wonder whether our definition of a church actually fit God's definition. The elders of Cornerstone sought the scriptures with me and challenged my thinking as to what Jesus wanted of the church. These men of God encouraged and spurred me on through this season, and it was a joy to serve alongside them. One of the main things that we questioned was the level of love we had for one another. Cornerstone was, by most standards, a pretty loving church. But next to the example of the early church in the New Testament, it just fell flat. Jesus said, "The world should know us by our love." John chapter 13, verse 35. As elders, we came to the painful conclusion that when unbelievers came to our services, they weren't observing anything supernatural about the way we loved one another. Another issue we saw was how everything had grown to be very dependent on one person.